Hi, this is Jerome Gilmartin, JMJ Catholic Radio, bringing local and EWTN Catholic programming to northeastern and central Pennsylvania. Welcome to the In the Father's Hands program with host Mary Kate Grady. Now, Mary Kate's guest for this program is Joseph Veltri, a longtime friend of the Grady family who heads the Holy Souls Ministry. A revert to the Catholic faith, Joe was active for many years in the Legion of Mary. He then received the call to host a ministry dedicated to assisting the Holy Souls in Purgatory. In addition to raising awareness of the Holy Souls in Purgatory and praying for them, Joe evangelizes through billboards and is the host of the Holy Souls Radio Hour on WTMR, that's WTMR Radio, out of Camden, New Jersey. And Joe is from Philadelphia and lives there today. Mary Kate?
Thank you so much, Jerry. And before I jump right into the program, I always like to mention JMJ Catholic Radio. We're so thankful that we get to be on this station. And please keep them, as Mother Angelic would say, between your gas and electric bill. If you have anything extra to assist them, they provide, you know, the Holy Mass and all EWTN programming, local Catholic programming throughout the diocese, and we're so grateful for that. And maybe if we can give them an extra hand, a little donation here or there would be wonderful. Just so you have it, their address is JMJ Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 851, Pittston, Pennsylvania, 18640. And if you have any questions or want to make a payment over the phone, the number is 570-287-4670. And thank you so much in advance for your prayers and any donations you can give for JMJ Catholic Radio. Okay, so let's get started. As we always do, we read from the passage in the Gospel of St. John, where we get the title for our program, of course, In the Father's Hands. And so Jesus promised us and says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." And as always, we thank you, Jesus, for this, for these words and this promise we can carry in our hearts every day of the year, to know that we're always being held, and the Father is always looking out for us, guiding us, and protecting us. And we're so pleased today to welcome onto our program Joe Veltri. Joe, thank you for coming on today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mary Kate. It was an honor that you would even ask me to come on. So good to be here.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of neat because a lot of, you know, Joe is a family friend and, you know, has a history of with my dad doing Catholic radio out of WTMR in Camden, which also people in Philadelphia and parts of Delaware can listen to the programming from there. And so I grew up hearing Joe on the radio all the time. So it's really a gift to be able to ask him to come on a program that I'm getting to host. So I'm so thankful for that, Joe. And I always like to start off asking my guest a harder question than most people would realize. What would be your favorite scripture verse and why?
Okay, Mary Kate. I like yours, but I'll give you mine. I like your passage, but let me give you the one that I thought about it. You asked me to give my favorite scripture passage, and I was thinking, geez, that's a hard question.
It is a hard question.
I got many of them.
Sure, yeah.
But let me give you one. I thought about that, and so I'll give you the one that I thought was the best for me. It was in Luke 10:25-37. Now, can I read the whole thing?
Please, go ahead.
It's okay. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test him and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." And that you know, it goes on. But I just like to say about that, it sums up all the commandments, to love God and your neighbor as yourself. You know, that has to be the greatest commandment. And if you do that, you shall live. So that would be my favorite, if you would, Bible verse.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's there's these moments in Scripture where Jesus expounds on things, and other times he cuts to the chase and succinctly puts everything together, and that's kind of one of those passages. He just ties it all together, like, this is what you need to do, you know?
Yeah, and he goes on. Can I go on a little bit further with that Scripture passage?
Certainly.
And he sums it up, Mary Kate. He says, but because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him, went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he left him on his own. He lifted him up on his own animal, took him to a nearby inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave it to the innkeeper with these instructions: take care of him. If you spend more than what I give you, I shall repay you on my way back. Which of these, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." He said to him, "Go and do likewise." And that's the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So that's it. That would be my favorite Bible passage.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, you know.
You know, Mary Kate, so many, we need to be more compassionate now. You know, I know there's a lot of good, caring people out there that we need to preach. And that's what we've done, especially your father, preaching mercy with my Jesus Mercy Ministries. We preached mercy for all these years, for over 30 years now. And that's important. People need to be more merciful to their neighbor.
Right,
show compassion.
Right.
So that's, you know, that would be it.
Thank you for that. Yeah. You know, Joe, I wanted to ask you a little bit about yourself in the sense of, you know, kind of how have you, in your life, Joe, you know, you're a revert. So you were, you know, with God and maybe were away from him for a period of time. But how have you come to God in your life, Joe?
Well, I would say what really led me to God, Mary Kate, was actually being unhappy with my life and actually having a lot of anxiety and stress, which caused me suffering. At the time, I was not in a state of grace. I would say you're not in a state of grace if you don't go to church, you don't pray, and you don't think of God too often. Only, you know. But our Lord, so I was not in a state of grace. But at this time, this has led me to God by my sufferings. So that's when I went in my quest, my search for God. And now, actually, I was looking for him in all the wrong places. You know, I don't know if I was looking for him. Maybe I was looking for something else. I was just all these wrong, dark places in my life. And that's what really brought me down. Mary Kate, it brought me down to my knees. I mean, I can almost say literally. It brought me down to my knees, begging God for that word again, compassion and mercy. And so I started thinking about God. thinking about going back to the church. I wanted to go into the churches at the time on my way to the clubs and on my way out for the night. And I wanted to go to the church. This was a fast visit, not any Sunday's worship services, but just to go in for a quick visit. You know, because at that time I was beginning to pray and ask for God's mercy because of my stress and anxiety. I didn't think at that time to come back at the church. I wasn't quite ready for that yet.
Right.
But I was beginning to think about it. My mother said to me, why don't you go to St. Helena's Church at 5th and Goffey? They always have their church doors open. And because I went to different parishes, and they were all locked. And I can see why. This is why, Mary Kate, all the churches are locked. That was like 40... My conversion has been now since 1980. Mm-hmm. So you're talking like 42 years. And at that time, all the churches were locked. I thought that's a good idea. I'll go to this church, and they're all locked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could you imagine, I'm getting off the track here, but could you imagine appearing, trying to get into heaven, and the doors are locked?
Right.
Well,
right.
Thank God that, you know, it's now, not later when it's too late. But my mother said, why don't you try St. Helena's? Their doors are always open. I said, oh, okay. And lo and behold, I went up the steps, a lot of steps going up, and I thought, oh, here we go, you know, another locked door. And it flew wide open. I thought, whoa. The doors opened, and it was mysterious because Bishop Graham would keep the doors open, always light. At that time, there was no electric candles. He had the actual candles, you know. So when I walked into the church, it was all dark, but you can see all the candles flickering in the dark.
Yeah.
It's very, very quiet and peaceful, serene and mysterious. Ooh, no, this is God's house. You know, I was all new to me. I was just I walked up to the upper level of the church and opened the other doors, and the whole church was dark and quiet. I just seen them up in the front altar flickering candles.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, I just felt good. It felt peaceful. And I walked up to the, slowly, you know, walking up to the altar, you know, like I'm approaching God, which I was, the tabernacle's there. And I walked up very slowly, and I got down on my knees at the altar, just giving my love and mercy and asking God for his mercy. And the reason I tell this story, Mary Kate, is because when something happened to me, I got down on my knees in that dark, quiet place. I felt it was so quiet and peaceful. And I felt on my shoulders, someone put a cloak on my shoulders. I actually felt someone placing something around my shoulders. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
If you could imagine that, I don't know if you could envision it, like you're kneeling there and you feel something placed upon your shoulders, like a cloak or something.
Sure, yeah.
And when that happened, I left and I went to on my merry way afterwards. But after that happened, I felt a certain peace that overcame me. Like I said before, I had a lot of stress and anxiety.
Right.
And that has brought me to my knees and even to the church, eventually back to the Sunday services. And then years later on WTMR with your father, Joe Grady. I left there to go to the club, I forget the name of the club, but who cares? But I don't want to advertise them anyway. I'm being funny, but I felt peace like I never had before, and peace brings like happiness. So I took that gift that God gave me to the bar, and I'm happy at the bar, you know.
But,
anyway, that was my story back then. And later on, in hindsight, Mary Kate, I realized, hey, when I got more like knowledgeable with Scripture and the Bible and everything, I realized that's in Scripture with the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus, when a father was looking for the prodigal son to return, the prodigal son had in his mind everything what he was going to say. Father, you know, treat me as a higher hand, you know, and he's from a distance, his father has seen him. And the prodigal son started saying, Father, treat me as one of your servants, as one of your hired hands. And he couldn't even finish what he's going to say. And the father said, quickly, place a cloak on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about
that?
And
a ring on his finger, and, you know, and cut the fatted calf, you know, and let us rejoice. Your son has returned. And it was a great, and yet now I can say that in heaven, you know, what a joy that would be for a prodigal son. Can you imagine the party or the joy, the celebration in heaven when a son or daughter returns to God? That has to be one of the greatest celebrations in heaven, where that soul has been saved, not only from hell, but even maybe from purgatory. That's what my mission statement eventually came to. My mission, not statement. My mission eventually came to help unholy souls and purgatory.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, Joe. You have had a ministry now for quite some time, and you do. You have the Holy Souls Ministry radio program on throughout the whole week. Tell us a little bit about your ministry to and for the Holy Souls.
I'm glad you said that, Mary Kay, because I would go on, and I think I just want to get to the chase, where I actually was given a mission 31 years ago. I'll just go real brief how it led up to that. I took a course out of St. Charles Seminary on death and dying. It was a good course, you know, and it had to prepare for death.
Mm-hmm.
And right afterwards, my father got sick with cancer. And it was hard. It was the first death in my family, of a close family member, my father.
Sure.
And he died on June 15th, 1986, on Father's Day. Imagine that. Your father dying on Father's Day. I took it as a good thing.
Right.
And he died with a green scapular on. Oh, and he was not even religious. He would not practice his faith. But one day, I gave him a green scapular. He wore that to the day he died. Now, I'll get to the radio. I called Anna Grady, and I asked her, Anna Grady, before Joe married your mother, your stepmother, I knew Anna. I knew her years before, and I called her, and I asked her. I said, Ann, my father died. What can I do? I don't know what to do. At that time, I was not really, didn't know much about the Holy Souls in purgatory. She suggested I have a Gregorian Mass. Now, sad to say, I didn't know what that was. She had to explain to me what that was. That is 30 masses, consecutive masses said for a soul in purgatory, which is very efficacious at getting a soul out of purgatory.
Okay.
So right. I did that. I had a Gregorian Mass. After that, I started my apostolate. After that, my apostolate began for the Holy Souls. Then it was my father's death that brought me to the souls in purgatory through Anna Grady.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Grady, your stepmother and father, had a great influence in my life, especially with the Holy Souls.
Sure. And do you find, Joe, that a lot of people don't know about praying for the Holy Souls?
Yes. What did you say, Mary Kate?
You know, it seems to me that a lot of people don't necessarily, they might be baptized Catholics, but they don't necessarily know about praying for the Holy Souls, you know. Their family members die, and it doesn't necessarily come into their mind, like, oh, I should pray for them after they've died, you know. They could be in purgatory.
This was my motivation. My motivation was, Joe was going on a radio, on as a guest, and then he decided to go get a radio program at WIBF in Jenkintown, and I said I would like to go. We would go together on WIBF, and so Joe gets. I said, "Well, Joe, let me check with my spiritual director if that's okay," and. Couple days later, I talked to Joe. He shocked me. He goes, "We're on the radio, on WIBF in Jenkintown, 31." I said, "Well, how'd you do that so quickly?" To get back to your question, I thought about it. I said, "That's kind of scary to be going on the airwaves. A lot of people are going to come after me because I'm talking about the Holy Souls. They ain't going to like that, you know."
It
wasn't really a Catholic station at the time, you know. It wasn't all Catholic. And I was afraid. I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my motivation. I thought, wait a minute, you know, many people need to hear about the Holy Souls. The Holy Souls are suffering. Many people don't know about them, don't know what a Gregorian Mass is. I didn't even know. Catholics, like you say, don't even know what purgatory is. Nowadays, our children. So it motivated me. So me and your father went on WIBF in Jenkintown 31 years ago, and Joe would talk. We would come on with the Chapel of Divine Mercy. Your father was so big on Divine Mercy, and he loved the Chapel of Divine Mercy. So he would come on with the Chapel of Mercy, and afterwards I'd give a little talk on the Holy Souls.
Okay.
And that always gave me great gratification that we could talk on Holy Souls, because we can help them.
Yeah.
So much, you know, we can do so many things for them. And, you know, if I could ask your listeners today, Mary Kate, you know, have they prayed for the Holy Souls today at all? I know many of them have, but there are many people who don't think to pray for the Holy Souls. And it could be their loved ones. It could be benefactors. It could be the souls coming to them. What will we do when we go before God and our Lord may say, how many souls did you help in purgatory? Because that is a church doctrine and teaching, and we're given the honors as church militant to help the Holy Souls in purgatory. We're given that privilege to help the Holy Souls, as we are known as church militant. We have a duty to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thank you so much, Joe, for doing this ministry. It's so important. And, you know, it's not mentioned or talked about enough, I don't think. And so thank you so much for having the courage and fortitude through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to have this ministry and all that you're doing for the Holy Souls. You know, your prayers, Joe, have probably helped some of my relatives, you know, or your own relatives, friends, people that just absolutely have no one that would even think to pray for them at all. You know, like in the Catholic Church, we're like a big family, right? So we try to cover all, not just our family and friends, but everybody. We're trying to cover everybody's bases, you know. So you have a beautiful ministry. And if you would just tell us real quick here, Joe, what station you're on and what times you're on, so that if people in this area here in northeastern Pennsylvania wouldn't be able to get your program on the radio per se, but they probably could go and listen online. So if you would just give us the times your program is on and maybe where they can go to listen to it.
Thank you, Mary Kate, for that. We come on from 2 to 4 every day, Monday through Friday. On the weekends, from 2:30 to 3:30 on 800 AM radio WTMR. Now, to get us on internet, it's WTMRradio.com. WTMRradio.com. You can get us on the internet. And I'm on YouTube as well. We made, how much time do we got? Another minute? Do we have
just one more minute.
Okay, we are on YouTube. We made movies on the Holy Souls. You can go on Holy Souls Movies on YouTube. Holy Souls Movies. And real quick, Mary Kate, happy anniversary, 1 year anniversary for you being on In the Father's Hands. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary Kate.
And Joe, if we could, maybe we could end praying a Hail Mary for all the holy souls, and if you would lead us in that Hail Mary.
Sure. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen.
And eternal rest granted to them, O Lord.
And let the perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mary Kate.
Thank you so much, Joe. Keep up all the good work. And I encourage everybody to, if you ever can, go on to WTMRradio.com, in between, of course, listening to JMJ Catholic Radio, and check out Joe's program. And we'll be with you again next time. God bless. Bye now.